Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Tweet at us at Jason and Deb. What do you like, stuffing? You like dressing? Is there any difference? Is it just where it is? Jen tweets at Jason and Deb. That depends entirely. Is it in something? Then it's stuffing. If it's baked separately, it's dressing. Okay, I love... Okay, that makes a lot of sense. However, I do a version of what would go in the bird because I don't eat bird meat. It has to be on the outside.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like... It's not soft and moist. I mean, underneath it is, but on the top,
yeah,
you're going to get it baked and crunchy.
If it's supposed to go in the bird, I guess that it would still be stuffing.
Like, right.
It's not stuffed.
Right.
It's unstuffing.
I mean, like, yes, there you go. It's unstuffing. It's like stovetop. That's stuffing, right? I used to buy that by the box and just make it and eat it out of a bowl.
Yum, yum.
It's so good. It's probably one of like the poorest foods that I've held on to, not being poor, you know, stalwarts of like, that is just good stuff, even if it's not, but you loved it. That's
like a Miracle Whip sandwich, yeah.
Right. I probably still have some boxes of stovetop in the cupboard.
Oh, sweet.
Just in case.
Going over to Deb's house for dinner.
You want to make some, bring it to work tomorrow?
She's got stuffers.
You want to come over for unstuffing?
Unstuffing. All right, next level.
Who are we calling today?
So today we have Riverside Liquors and the restaurant in Riverside, which is a retailer in wines, small batch spirits, and craft beer with an attached cocktail bar and dining room.
Okay.
And of course,
Jesus Christ, what do they not do there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I wonder if they're open on Thanksgiving.
Two for two.
Nailed it.
Well done, Nick. It's proven. Jason got chubby fingers.
Yeah.
Riverside Liquors, this is Victor.
Hi, Victor. You guys, you have a restaurant attached to the liquor store, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, oh, cool. Are you guys open on Thanksgiving?
No, we are not. We're closed on Thursday.
Oh, well, that's good for you and your family. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of stuck here in Jacksonville. I can't fly home to England. I've got to do Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
Coronavirus. I mean, we don't have Thanksgiving in England, so I'm not worried about it. But I was thinking while I'm here, I was going to come and have something to eat. And I know that you are nearby. But you know anywhere else locally near to you? Because I'm in that area. It's going to be open on Thanksgiving, apart from newbies.
I'm not positive as to who's open on Thanksgiving. I know some folks are putting together some dinners,
like Black Sheep
and Orsay, but I don't know if they're actually open for business.
All right, I'll give them a call.
But I would maybe give them a call and maybe they'll know.
I'll do it. If not, it's just, honestly, it's going to be McDonald's or Luby's or something. I don't care.
You know, Luby's, that's a... Understandable.
And they're going out of business, aren't they, Luby? So I should go and get some of that blue stuff while I can.
I've seen a pretty hard downtrend for them lately.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many people talk about Luby's.
No. Well, listen, I'm glad you're actually getting the day off, and I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving with your family or whoever you spend it with.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Love you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Okay, I heard it.
Yep.
Yes. That's amazing. I feel like sometimes the holidays can give you a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
Because you can play on that, you know, heartstrings card.
Yeah, played it well, too.
I'll take it. That was a good one. That's the power of love. I thought at first it was just going to be a U2, and then he stuck
in. Yeah, I heard the U2 coming.
That was nice.
You know what that was? That was the power of Luby's.
Yes.
We were all united. You know, I was actually thinking this year, that like San Antonio guy and I, would, you know, if no one that we know, because we're orphans, we just go wherever someone invites us.
Yeah.
But if like no one was going to invite us, I literally was going to say, let's just go to Luby's and see and, you know, sneak some wine in or something. I think I went to Luby's once. The one off Mopac sort of Steck area.
Yeah, that was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gone.
That's been gone for a while, I think.
Has it?
Yeah.
But there's so many, there's so many old people in that neighborhood. You totally would think that they would support them. They probably are. You know, that was my last apartment that I lived in that I rented in Austin was Spicewood Springs and Mesa. It was very much a nice retirement community. No one sped up that road.
Yeah.
There was a Randall's nearby. The old people like the Randall's.
When were you over there? When was, like, what years?
I have been in my house now.
2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Because my dad used to live in the Mesa Village or whatever condos that were right across the street from that. And I was over there after high school, so we may have been neighbors, like back in 2001.
Yeah, I lived at the Marquee at Caprock Canyon, mm-hmm. which has a really fancy name. Actually, it was probably the nicest apartment I ever lived
in. They did look pretty sweet, yeah.
But yeah, it backed up to Bull Creek.
Yeah.
And I had, man, I wonder how many people saw me naked there, but I had half of my wall of the back of my apartment that looked out was sliding like a French door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I had like bay windows, and I never shut any blinds or curtains or anything because it was just woods out there. And my cat Guinness used to go out all the time, and it was awesome. And he made friends with this albino squirrel that lived in the tree called Al. I gave him that name. I'm not sure if that was his mm-hmm. given name. And it was great living on the woods there and living in the old retirement yeah. community. It's very pleasant.
I remember one time, I think I was still in high school and just visiting my dad and not actually living there after. But he told me about how he saw some people like doing some nude, skinny dipping in the pool in our little complex.
Wow.
And like for like the next month, like every night I'd just go by there and just, let me just see what's going on. But I know you were just showing it through the windows. Across the way.
Yeah, but no one could see in. Like, yeah. There was literally no across the way. If you walked out from my apartment to the woods, about 20 or 30 meters, it just dropped down into Bull Creek, into this massive canyon. And so if you went out there, you were probably only just either a coyote or a deer or a squirrel or my cat. If I saw a person out there, I'd throw something at them because you're not supposed to be back there. It's private property. But yeah, that was nice. That was nice living in the old people world. But I'm surprised that Luby's gone. That's probably my fault. I never went but the once.
R.I.P.
Where is another Luby's then?
I only know the other one in Georgetown, which that might be gone too as well. Google it. Google Daddy.
I'm on it.
It's really only two Luby's in Austin?
I just know that one. I'm sure that there was another one.
Looks like we got three here. One's on North Mopac?
Give me some of that Google Daddy.
That would be me.
We need to get that on, a hotkey.
No, that's, that's the one that closed.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Oh, man, we've got some great Luby's comments here. There is a Luby's off 183 near 35. That's not far from us, guys. Brett with 1T says, I've never tried Luby's, but I've heard good things. Looks like there is still one open at 183 in Cameron. So that's just, I guess those two are probably the same one they're talking about,
yeah.
I'm guessing, because Cameron's just down there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Just a little east of 35. Due to go and eat at a nice park somewhere for Thanksgiving. Should be beautiful out and safe. Love you, Deb. That's very sweet of you. Thank you for thinking of me. But we did actually find some people who are willing to take us orphans in. We're bringing gifts. We're coming bearing gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm making, these are the people that I made the pecan pie with.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was telling them about apple crumble, which is a real traditional, like, cold weather dessert. Have you had apple crumble if your mum's English?
No. Well, I've had it before. I forget if it was at a restaurant or something like that, but I've had the crumble where I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's different here.
Is it
like a cobbler?
It probably is.
See, that's the closest, but it's different. And so I was telling my friends about it, and they were like, all right, screw that. I was going to make an extra pecan pie. They're like, screw that. That was great. We had one. Let's try this apple crumble. So I'm going to make apple crumble, and we serve it with custard, hot custard. I probably never had that either. That's a real English
probably
thing.
Not.
I'd never heard of cold custard until here. I was like, why would you eat it cold? That's disgusting. It's like eating a cold cup of tea. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you guys drink iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. It's hot here. I get it. But it's going to be a bit chilly. So my job this week for Thanksgiving is to... Oh, and I got to go to HEB today because tomorrow will be nuts,
insane,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, probably not as nuts as usual. We went to Costco yesterday and I was dreading it. But I'm making the pie, right? And I'm making the apple crumble, essentially.
Looks so good. I just looked at pictures with the hot custard.
Yeah. It's so good. See if you can find a picture of that and you can Google it. It's delish. I'm going to make my mum's recipe. And then I'm going to make my world famous mashed potatoes, asterisk, not famous at all, but still delicious. And so I'm at Costco and they only sell potatoes in 16-pound bags.
All right. you got enough.
I mean, there's going to be a few people there. I think maybe five. So 5 pounds. No, I can't do that. So I'm going to have to go to HEB to get potatoes. And apples too. Also, they only sell them in these bumper like carts of apples. Too much.
I'm picturing like an entire like a barrel of just apples. Like
You would pick them. Yeah, I felt like that was all that was there. So I'm gonna have to go to HEB. But there was something else. I'm gonna be making my vegetarian stuffing. And also some vegetarian gravy, which I forgot last year, and I sent San Antonio guy out on an errand to get some. Is that bad? No, it's fine. He just had to talk.
He actually did it.
Well, no, that it's good for him because then he gets to drive his car more because he loves driving his car. Also, he's not really into talking to people.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'll run errands. I think we're also bringing some fancy whiskey or rum or bourbon or something that he bought recently. So we're going to take that over there. And you guys just go empty-handed, huh? You're going to show up and just eat what's there.
Yeah.
Wow, that must be... I don't think I feel really bad if I did that. You don't even bring like an offering of any kind.
Nah.
Like when you go to Kenny's, you take an offering.
Well, with Kenny's, I take a little bit of my medicine.
Oh,
there.
Still an offering. Maybe grandma would want
it.
I mean, maybe grandma would want to try
it. If it's a Friendsgiving, I would definitely bring something of even just some drinks or something like that.
Yeah.
Just for people to share. But my family doesn't expect me to bring anything, which is nice.
I guess that is nice, yeah.
I just bring the jokes, the entertainment.
Oh, is that who, you're that guy?
Yeah. Oh,
do they love you?
Oh, yeah.
They worship you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just wait. They're like, oh, man, we live our boring suburban lives with our high-paying jobs.
Tell us about exciting Austin life. And Nick's like, oh, I live in Mueller, and I never leave.
Mm-hmm. I just tell them stories that my friends tell me, and I just pass them along as my own.
Smart. Aww. Yeah, that's a smart entertainer.
Aw. Cat Lady Regina tweets at Jason and Deb, says, stuffing and dressing are intrinsically different. Stuffing has bigger chunks of bread, meat, and veggies. Dressing is pretty much grits with benefits.
That's nice. A good way to describe it.
Grew up in Mississippi. Yeah, I would agree with you. And so I guess you can put either in or bake either out. But you're right, the consistency in everything, the inclusion of stuff. Like in England, I don't think we put a lot of meat in our stuffing, but definitely it's the bread chunks and
very bread
veggies.
Heavy.
Yeah,
for sure.
I like the wet dressing because
is it wet bread? Is that what it's made of?
Wet bread.
Like, is it wet bread? Because the stuffing is dry, dryish, moistish bread.
It's got something.
But you've
in there.
I'm going to Google the ingredients.
It's not like your dressing is dripping, right? It's just like
it's
less
sloppy, though, right?
I mean, if you were to eat it on its own, like you would want it to be in like a bowl or a cup, like you would just go all over. I think it's basically a combination of like stuffing and gravy.
Just Googled how to make wet dressing instead of, I don't know what I was thinking. And the first thing that comes up is how to do wet dressings for eczema. That's disgusting. How to make dressing. I'll just put that in there and see if
I'll ask and figure out what our process is.
Yeah, I need to know what's in there. How to make dressing for Thanksgiving is the first thing that comes up on Google. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. The first three, grandma's cornbread dressing looks amazing. Southern cornbread dressing looks amazing. How to make classic stage stuffing looks amazing. I don't see any dressing. I don't see any of your slop.
It's totally possible. It would not surprise me at all if this is a thing
this
that
is
we
all,
only do.
This is all like traditional stuffing. No dressing. When I Google dressing, it comes up with stuffing recipes, but calling it dressing, man, this is going to divide us.
This is a whole other layer.
This southern cornbread dressing is looking pretty familiar.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah. But I like it because I'll get leftovers, and so my mom will just fill up one of those big gallon Ziploc bags with like leftover turkey and dressing and like maybe mashed potatoes and some cranberry sauce.
Yum.
And it all just mixes together.
Do you just like
have the next day for leftovers?
This is like your idea about a burger shake.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have your Thanksgiving slop shake. You just like smush it all in,
so good.
Cut a hole in the bottom of that bag, and just.
Yes.
It's a pastry chef of frosting.
That would be awesome.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, it's the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Tomorrow we'll have another chance for you to win an Amazon Echo Dot. And we can do that. I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know tomorrow. But also, everybody who wins an Amazon Echo Dot this week and next week gets into the Bud Light Seltzer, Bud Light Holiday Ugly Sweater Seltzer drawing. The grand prize winner wins $500. You don't actually even have to be on the phone with us playing a game to win an Amazon Echo Dot. You can enter your ugly Christmas sweater. I bought a new one yesterday, guys.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, it's not purposefully ugly like the new ones from nowadays where, you know, like my old one from last year. What does it say on it?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah. And then I bought San Antonio guy one where Santa's peeing in the snow and, you know, all those fun ones. This is actually like a vintage, just Christmas sweater that is pretty lame. It's pretty lame. So I've gone back to old school. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and put it up at 101x.com. You can enter yours there. Go to 101x.com, enter yours today for your chance to win $500 from Bud Light. We are going to play Does Zeb Know Stuff About Football coming up in a minute, but we need a contestant. 835-1015, 512-835-1015. Do I know things about football? No, I just keep thinking about Greg Norman's penis because I saw that today.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Are we on time?
Haha, I'm not going to get me, Machine Gun Kelly. 101X, Jason, Deb. Jason's out. It's me, Nick. Nick has got a post-it note on his computer over there that says, watch out for Machine Gun Kelly.
He'll get you. He'll get you.
He is a real bastard.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football? Let's get this over with quick. Does Deb know stuff? Probably not.
I've got a bit of an admission to make. Machine Gun Kelly looks filthy. Like, you wouldn't want to take him home, but I would totally hit that.
Yeah?
Like, you'd be ashamed of it, probably, but... There's just something about him and his grossness. I don't get it.
It's like when you have a like the saying about crazy girls. You know, like they're
is that what it is?
Like he's got the male equivalent of that.
Oh,
like crazy eyes. Or
that's what it is.
Just like scrawny and kind of methed out. And
yes, but like anything goes.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
You're gonna walk away from that going, I did not know men like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, if you do have, you know, same rules apply. Watch out for Machine Gun Kelly.
Not just because he's got that weird thing at the end of his song.
Yeah.
All right. Who am I playing for here?
Today we've got Eli on the phone. Eli, are you there?
Or he's playing for me. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing
against
for me.
You.
That's right. Yeah.
Eli.
What's up, guys?
Hi. Hi, Eli. How are you today?
All right. We've got.
Good, how you
all right, Eli, we've got Does Deb Know Stuff trivia. We got three questions. You don't have to know the answer, just whether or not you think Deb will know. Yes or no, Does Deb know? And today, Deb, we didn't cover it, but it was in your news stack, but we've got NFL or college or football motivational tools.
Football
crazy things.
Motivational
mm-hmm.
tools.
Because the Cowboys were inspired.
I saw something about watermelons.
Yes, their coach was smashing watermelons before their big victory against the Minnesota Vikings.
Why?
Something, I mean, just to get him going. I think it's just the action of just crushing me. Like, you know,
was he throwing them on the ground or was he hitting them with a hammer?
With a hammer, Gallagher style.
Talking of hitting them with a hammer,
mm-hmm.
is anybody watching the new Nicole Kidman show on HBO? Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. This week. Can't wait till Sunday.
Which one is this?
It's good. Oh, what's it? Spen, will you Google that for me? What's it called? I forget what it's called.
It's
but
not that. Not Pretty Little Liars.
The Undoing?
The Undoing.
Oh, okay.
But it's by David Kelly, so okay. It kind of has its little Big Little Lies vibe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But it's good. Yeah. It's good. Hmm. It's very good. Hmm. It's got Hugh Grant in it. Got the chick from American Horror Story.
Okay.
It's good.
Well.
Anyway, sorry, just made me think of hammers.
No, it's fine, because I brought that up because our first question is, Deb, what is the name of the Cowboys coach who was smashing watermelons? Is it A, Mike McCarthy, B, Mike Tomlin, C, Mike Holmgren, or D, Mike Ditka? And Eli, do you think Deb knows, yes or no?
Yes.
All right.
All right, you're trying to trick me with some of these. Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he used to be the coach of the Steelers. Mike Ditka. He's the coach of the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting both of these right?
I mean, I'm just agreeing, making non-committal agreement noises.
Who was the other? The first Mike was Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy.
And then the other one?
Mike Tomlin. Mike Holmgren.
That's one. Okay, no, I don't care about him. It's A. It's Mike McCarthy.
It is Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Trixie, because he was the former Green Bay Packers coach, which Mike Holmgren was the Packers coach as well. Mike Tomlin's still currently the coach of the Steelers. Does not blink.
Like that guy.
And Mike Ditka was Da Bears, and now is for Da Trumps.
Oh.
But you did get that one correct, Eli, so one more, and you will win the gift card. And number two, this one comes with a fun audio clue for you.
Okay.
Which NFL quarterback once gave his team a bizarre pregame speech about eating a W? Is it A, Teddy Bridgewater, B, Jameis Winston, C, Baker Mayfield, or D, Tom Brady? And the audio will come afterwards.
Eli, what do you think? Will I know or not?
Oh, yes, Eli.
No.
I've got no clue.
Here,
give them to me again.
Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, Tom Brady.
I'm going Baker Mayfield. He cray.
Ooh.
Crap.
I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to pass it to coin after I say one thing.
Let's go.
That's a W. That's E1. That's E1. That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight? Yes, how many eat a W tonight?
Eat a Willy?
Eat a W. So he made
eat
like
a Willy?
A West Side symbol with his hand, like a W, and then proceeded to just chew on it. And that is Jameis Winston.
Is that Jameis Winston?
That's Jameis Winston. Yeah.
All right.
But the good news for Eli, you got it. He said no, so
oh,
did
yeah,
not know it.
That's correct. Oh, man, yeah, well done. I was getting all sad for a minute for you there, Eli. You got a gift card to Vamonos. Mm-hmm. Well done. You can go and have some awesome takeaway. I would suggest definitely getting that guacamole. It's amazing. What are the other questions?
Last one for fun.
Yeah.
All right. So the Miami Hurricanes, the college football team, is famous for their turnover chain, which is whenever the defense gets like a fumble or an interception, they have this big blinged out chain that you get to wear because you're the man. So, everybody has been copying that over the last couple of years. So, which of the following is not a real turnover prop used by an actual college football team? Is it A, beads, B, robe, C, crown and chalice, D, pimp cane, E, throne, G, boxing glove, H, lunchbox, I, chainsaw, J, thank you card, K, plank of wood, L, scooter, M, trash can, or N, giant pencil? All those are real except for one.
Wow. Oh, that's a hard one.
God.
Chainsaw. That seems too dangerous.
Nope. Oregon State Beavers. Chaining that wood.
Well, what is the wrong one then?
Scooter. Nobody has done a turnover scooter yet, but yeah.
Chainsaw. That's just ridiculously dangerous.
I'm assuming it doesn't have the blade on it, though.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
But lots of funny tweets about stuffing. At Jason and Deb, you can tweet us. Stuffing, dressing, what do you want? Julio from SA says, man, y'all are really obsessing on this stuffing dressing thing. Kind of makes me not want any anymore. I'm sorry. I am obsessing about it because I guess was today years old, except maybe it was last Thanksgiving when I found out Nick drinks gruel for his stuffing. Another listener says, this is Zach from New Braunfels, says, I think Nick's upbringing with liquid stuffing is the origin of his let's turn all foods into liquids idea. That could be it. You've been talking about liquefying a hamburger for a long time now.
I mean, look, I'm a sauce guy. I love any kind of barbecue sauce or condiments, ketchup, mustard, all that stuff. And yeah, it's
wet stuffing, moist stuffing.
That would make sense.
Sorry, dressing, moist dressing.
But look, in the future, everything will be consumed in cup form. So it's the way the future works. You have your shiny suits, bald heads, and drinking even through that cups.
Talking of bald heads, don't forget if you're bald or you like bald dudes or bald girls. There is a new bald people dating app. Mm-hmm. And we did find out today, also, if you've got a little willy, you can join Dinky Ones, which is 100,000 members strong if you're after or you're into or you have a small penis.
Spinny signed up for it. I mean, the bald one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, awesome.
I didn't sign up. I was looking into it, though.
What about someone else tweeted at us the conspiracy theory that maybe men who don't have specifically small ones but like average ones would join and be like, yeah, it's really small, but then it's not, and then they feel big. I don't know.
It is like a backhanded compliment or a humble brag of like, oh yeah, I have a small penis. Look, I was so small.
It's only 6 inches. Yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow we have another Amazon Echo Dot. I'm going to do the time right now. You know what? I'm going to do it in the 9 o'clock hour. Reward in the 9 o'clock, listeners. Deb know stuff about football? Your last chance this week to win an Amazon Echo Dot, unless you're giving away one on Friday.
I think so. Yeah, I'll have more details.
I think you are as well. Oh, wow. Nick's going to be up here on Friday. So everybody that wins one this week and next week goes into a drawing to win. First of all, $100 third prize place, $250 second place, and $500 in Bud Light's Ugly Sweater Seltzer competition. You can enter your, if you don't win an Echo Dot, you can enter your ugly Christmas sweater at 101x.com.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.